Okay, so you're originally from Jordan, and you were saying that when you asked a priest whether a Muslim could be saved,
a Muslim could go to the paradise or could be saved. Well, he asked me if he do the good things, the good moral things, and he lived his life with no sins, he could be saved. I told him, even if you told him about Jesus, it doesn't matter. It's if he do the good things, he will be saved. And my answer was, if this is true, should I change? If I change, why would I stay Christian? Because, you know, the Catholic faith, it's very difficult to observe. You know, you have to go to church, you have to marry one wife, all these things. So why don't I change and become like Muslim? I can marry four women. It will end up like my life will be easier. Okay, and I will end up in the paradise. Okay, he said, no, it's not. He tried to explain this in many ways, but the idea, no one can accept what he's saying because that's not true.
Right.
If we can accept any other religion and change all the religion, you can save with any other religion, so then it's much better for me to change my religion.
So you can really see how the dogma that there's no salvation outside the church is the key which holds the whole faith together.
Well, this is the faith that we got from the 40 fathers, from the old church. That's the faith that I know, that my grandpa used to tell me, that if you're not Catholic, you are not saved, and you should fight to become to stay Catholic. All these things I raised and I know. But the idea, when I was like 10 years old, everything started to change. Everything started to become a disaster in the church. The woman in the altar, the woman giving the sacrament. No one is supposed to touch the sacrament. They give it in hand now.
Right.
These things, even for me in Jordan, I know that for sure, that in Iraq or some places, the Catholics still do the Mass in the original way. I'm sure they still do it. But with the time, they will go down.
So when you came across our website, and especially the information on how there's no salvation outside the church, it really clicked with you, and you connected that this is the Catholic religion that you know.
Yeah, exactly. That's the Catholic that I know since I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
I was like less than 10 years. And they used to know. I read the Bible when I was 10 years old, so I know exactly what's the Bible. The things that the our religion, the Catholics now, they do, it's not true.
Obviously, I
can tell. I can not. My soul reject the acts that happened in the church now.
The sad part about it is that, as our material points out, that even with most of the priests who are celebrating a traditional form of Mass, they also believe that it's possible for certain, like Hindus or Muslims, to be saved without the Catholic faith.
That's a disaster.
It's a horrible heresy. But it's not just the priests who accept the Vatican II Church and Antipope Benedict XVI. It's most of the priests who actually reject him. They aren't necessarily as open or outspoken about this heresy. But when they're really questioned about it, almost all of them actually believe that Hindus or Muslims can be saved by baptism of desire. And so it's the Society of St. Pius X.
I heard about that. They say that if, like, someone didn't hear about Jesus, that he would be, and he died, he will... But that's not true.
It's heresy. It's horrible heresy.
That's not true. That's not what we hear from the 40 popes, or the popes that used to give us the teach. That's not true.
And it was actually that heresy which was the whole key to this great apostasy. Because once that started to be accepted, the possibility that, you know, a person who doesn't have the faith can be saved, then the whole necessity of the faith crumbled. And the certitude with which we present the necessity of belonging to the church, it disappeared. And so...
But even let me tell you something. It's mentioned in the book of Revelation that there's a certain people that have their name written in the book of life. I'm sure those people are the Christians, or the good, the Catholic Christians, okay, who follow the real faith.
Right.
So if that's someone who's not, why would be these names written? If one someone has the desire of whatever, like the desire of baptism, or I don't know what they call it. If that's true, I don't think this passage in the Revelation will have any meaning.
Well, what has no meaning and what is rejected by their heresy is what Jesus clearly indicates throughout the gospel, that unless you accept him, you will not be saved. Unless you abide in his body and his church, you will not be saved and you will not receive eternal life, and most specifically the dogmatic definitions of the popes, which make it very clear that there's no salvation whatsoever for anyone who does not have the Catholic faith.
But they might go through it, because I went to the discussion, they said like David wasn't a Catholic, Moses wasn't a Catholic, and he's now in the heaven.
That's completely irrelevant, because the necessity to be baptized and to enter the church, okay, began after the resurrection. We could get into exactly how the just of the Old Testament were incorporated into the people of God. Like, when they die, they didn't go to heaven, because no one went to heaven until our Lord did. He had
that's what they used to learn.
Right. But, and so they went to the limbo of the fathers, the limbus patrum, and that's where they were until Christ descended, when he descended into hell and preached to them and released people from there. What's also very interesting, by the way, and it's something I wanted to post on our website, is that many of the fathers of the church actually believed that the Old Testament saints who were in the limbo of the fathers were actually baptized. And there's a passage in Matthew's gospel about how after the resurrection, bodies of the saints arose and were seen about the city. That there was actually like a resurrection of the Old Testament saints, and many believe they were baptized. And this comes from like the shepherd of Hermas from like the second century. They were saying this. So, but regardless, to try to quote an example before Christ of a person who did not receive baptism or was not incorporated into the church, it's ridiculous. We're talking about after the resurrection, the founding of the church, that no man can be saved outside of it.
That's true.
So, but yeah.
And I totally agree. Mm-hmm.